So for the past few years, my wife at least makes me wear a green clown tie on Purim. So I'm not really so into the costumes. Before I got married, I don't think I wore anything. But some people are very into costumes, having it's a minhag Yisrael to a certain extent, you know, to have the costume. So there's definitely something to be said about costumes on Purim. Now, let's say you want to have a pre-Purim masquerade, except the best time for everyone, for the kids to get dressed up in their Purim costumes and to the Purim spirit. You know, Beis Yaakov had one the Friday, a week from last Friday, or 2 week Fridays ago, both for the girls. But let's say you want to do it on Shabbos. So it's a shul event. Are you allowed to wear costumes on Shabbos? It happens to be perfect because it's right up to, couldn't get a better time to do this chabura. Because it happens to be what we're up to in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah cycle, is this week is discussing this issue. So what do you think? Allowed to wear Purim costumes on Shabbos or not? Let's say it's Purim itself. It's a Purim Mesholish. Maybe it's Purim itself, so it's in Yerushalayim, and you have it's Purim. Or maybe it's a week before Purim. So the first issue we got to deal with is what the Shulchan Aruch Dishum Seder is up to, is the issue of Otsa. So not relevant for this neighborhood, but Flatbush. Otsa, why would it be Otsa? So you tell me, last week, Nachum saying last week, we weren't very clear. All you need to do to get rid of the problem of Otsa is make sure it's clothes, or it's a takshit, or it's a jewelry, an ornament that you're wearing. So let's say I have my, I'll date myself, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costume or whatever, I don't know what the latest thing they have now, but you know, so you have your superhero costume for your 10-year-old, and now they want it, now can they wear the LeBron James jersey? Okay, that's better. Yeah, are they allowed to wear the LeBron James jersey on Shabbos or not? Are you going to carry, walk to shul wearing the jersey? So you're going to tell me, what's the problem? It's a beged. And jersey is a beged. So comes along the Gemara. And the Gemara talks about this very funny thing called I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly. Anktmin, I don't know how to pronounce it. Aleph, Nun, Kuf, Tof, Mem, Yud, Nun. So it's Anktmin. What is Anktmin? So the Gemara has this whole discussion. What is this thing? So one opinion is, it's like a little pony riding toy that the late Sonim used to play with or ride upon as a mockery or something. It was the Sha'osim HaLeitzonim. It's like a little pony, a horse. Are you allowed to carry it? The Gemara says you're not allowed to carry riding on this donkey, this pony, this pretend pony, out on Shabbos. Another opinion is that it has to do with the galoshes. It's some type of a boot that they would wear, which was like an addition to a boot. The Gemara would say, according to that opinion, you would be forbidden to wear these. It's not really a boot. It's like something they would put under their shoes to help them not get dirty when they were walking. You wouldn't be allowed to wear this antikmon. It's the same Gemara, just trying to interpret what it is. The third opinion of the Gemara says it's a fermi. What's a fermi? It's like a mask. A mask that they would wear that they would put lahafkara tinokas to scare each other. So it was some type of mask that the kids would wear and they would go boo, I don't know, jump out, I don't know, a picture of a gorilla mask. According to this interpretation, you'd be forbidden to wear. So Gemara is explicit. Shulchan Aruch just codifies this Gemara and it quotes the three opinions in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph Chaf. It says very clearly, you're not allowed to wear a mask outside carrying if there's no Erev on Shabbos. So according to this, it would be forbidden to wear, can you say costumes? Definitely some, yeah, why not? If a mask is forbidden, why is a jersey, LeBron James jersey, any different than a mask? Or is LeBron James jersey better than a mask? So comes along Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you anything other than the mask is usher. Now what about if it's a malbush? If it's a jersey? So it's not just a mask. So you get into a big machlokas. The Pisrei Tshuvas quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who is talking about masks, and in his next halacha, he's also talking about wearing like a box, I guess a crate. I don't know, you put a crate over you, or some type of non-clove item, that he says, if it's usher to go out with this crate, wearing this crate on Shabbos, even if it's a malbush, why? Because it's not the normal way. No one walks out with crates on Shabbos. It's not that it's not a malbush, it's not derech lehislavesh. It's not the way to wear. People don't walk around with garbage pails around them. Or you're dressed like a LeBron James, so maybe a jersey. I don't know, people don't necessarily walk around with jerseys on Shabbos, for sure. You know, it's for the most part. So if that's the case, perhaps it would be forbidden.
That's not necessarily true, because in the winter, people wear layers and layers of their clothing.
I'm with you, but you don't usually wear perhaps some of the masks. You're dressed up as a firefighter. So my kid was wearing a firefighter, outfit. You don't really wear a firefighter outfit as clothes. It's not Derek Lislavish. You're not going to send him to school just in a firefighter. Even when you have the masquerade, you even put a shirt under the kid, right? You put a regular t-shirt, and then you put on the firefighter thing. The firefighter dress up, toy the policeman uniform, or the chef, pick whichever one you want. It's all, not really Derek Lislavish for them. So therefore, the Piskei Tshuva's very big chumrah wants to say it's forbidden. Others, if you look at the Nitei Gavriel, he seems to be more mako. He says, we're only talking about a mask. But he writes, these are things which he says, levushim shutzorach levisha mutter lahotzi. Sounds like if it's clothes, a jersey, you wear a jersey. A jersey is an item of clothing. It's not a costume. It may be used as a costume because you're not LeBron James. So if you wear a LeBron James costume or a jersey, you're dressing up as LeBron James. But a jersey fundamentally is an item of clothes. So he says that's very different than a mask, what the Gemara was talking about, a gorilla mask, which is used to scare people. That would be forbidden, but according to him, costumes would not be a problem of Hotzah. And many other people want to say this as well. I saw him say for Teltel Pios. He says you have to say that way, because you're going to tell me a jersey is not an item of clothes. Does a jersey need tzitzis? Let's say you have a four-cornered baguette. Many poskim say if a costume, which is four corners, needs tzitzis. Why? Because it's a baguette. So you're going to tell me it's not a baguette just because you wear it? So it comes out, it's a big machlokas if you would be allowed to carry, wear this jersey outside. Clearly, if it's a mask, it's a problem. If it's an item of clothing, like a jersey, it sounds like there's room to be makeup. Fine. So now you're in Queens. You're back in Queen Garden Hills. We've got an Erev. We have a Rav Moshe Feinstein sanctioned Erev. We're good. We're fine. Now, what about the issue of Pideshah is close, you're getting the right area. What about Muktza?
What?
Muktza. Is my kid's firefighter costume Muktza?
If you prepare before Shabbos,
so let me tell you, so some want to say, the Leket Yosher says, this is no use on Shabbos. A costume is that, let's say for an adult, maybe for a child, okay, it's a toy, maybe there's room to be, maybe it's a little bit different. But let's say you're dressing up as LeBron James yourself, okay? So you've got a basketball, you've got, whatever it is, you've got a mask, you've got a water bottle to go in, whatever it is. So is that water bottle Muktza? You're not drinking from that water bottle. It's not your regular water bottle. It should be Muktza. Says in Tei Gavriel, he says it's Muktza. He says you have a problem about this. He quotes in the Leket Yosher, and he says not only is it Muktza, but it's also Zilusa de Shabbos. He says also maybe you're going to come to tie things. You're going to tie your Air Jordan or, sneakers or whatever LeBron James sneakers. You're going to tie this extra things. You're going to have scotch tape. You're going to use something which is going to become not Shabbistic. Therefore, he says it's a problem. Others, though, are more mako, and they bring a proof from this Gemara. Hello, this Gemara that we just said about Antikmon, what did we say? What was the problem? Carrying it. But the Gemara didn't say it's a problem of this mask of Muktza. So you see clearly the whole problem is carrying. It's not an issue of Muktza. And therefore others love I saw him say for by Rabbi Yosef Shom Yonah, and he quotes from Rabbi Sari Dablitsky from Yerushalayim. He says that it's permitted. And also they want to say you can't be gozer new gzeras by ourselves. Once you say if it's not, you can't say, oh, maybe you're going to come to untie or scotch tape. That's too far from. It's making up too many chumras, which we don't see in the Gemara. The Gemara said it was a problem of Otzah. It's not an issue of Muktza. Fine. Final issue. What about, it doesn't happen this year, but you have Purim falls out on a Sunday. Yeah? And Megillah is so late, and you want your 10-year-olds or 8-year-olds to go to Megillah reading. So what do you tell them? Dress up in your costume at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon. Achana. Is it Achana or not? Are you allowed to get dressed into your LeBron James jersey an hour before Shabbos is over? What do you think? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva, not about this exact issue, but I saw it's in Rav Zilberstein as the Shaila, and he compares it to a case of pajamas. And he says something absolutely amazing. He says, Rav Moshe has this tshuva where he's makil about kids getting into pajamas before Shabbos is over, even if they're not going to go to bed until after Avdallah. I don't know about your kids, but my kids want to stay up always every week for Avdallah. So sometimes you get ready into pajamas, you tell them to get ready, they're finishing up shalshus, they get ready, and then they can stay up for Avdallah, and then they go to bed. But if they're getting into pajamas before Shabbos is over, are you allowed? So Rav Moshe says something absolutely amazing that he had such a havan of how kids, I don't know, in your family, it happens in my family. He says, getting in bed, getting kids to bed, is an hour or two process. He says, our roads, you don't just put the kids in pajamas and punk, they go to bed. The parents want them to run around like maniacs with the pajamas. And then they'll get tired and then they go to bed. So he writes, therefore, the pajamas are necessary for Shabbos. Because even though they're not putting their head on the pillow or going up to their bedroom until after Abdullah, they're getting ready for the bedtime process, and therefore he says it's not a chana. He says, and even if you tell me that they're not going to, you know, they're not going to go to bed, they're not going to go to bed until an hour or two after Shabbos, he says it's still possibly not a chana. You know why? He says, because sometimes parents don't want them to wear, you know, my kids wear these three-piece suits on Shabbos, you know, they got hand-me-downs from cousins, but they're fancy Shabbos clothes. They wear a vest and a tie, you know, it's fancier than all my clothes because we got good cousins who gave it to us. But the point is if that's the case, so my wife wants to get them out of their clothes as soon as possible. So once you're eating supper, Shabbos, you switch them into pajamas, not because it's a chana for going to bed, but it's so their clothes don't get ruined. If that's the case, says Rav Moshe, it's fine to get into pajamas. Says Rav Shlomo, he ties it to the costume. So what about the costumes now? Just so he says, Kimokin bin Yanenu Arishu, if the kids want to wear the costumes because they want to get into the Purim spirit for the hour or two of Shabbos, even though it's not Purim yet, then it's not a problem, he says. Oh, so he says, also, if you don't want to get your suit dirty, right? For the most, if you normally change into your pajamas an hour or two, then fine, and now you want to put on a costume because you don't want to get it dirty, maybe. But if that the svar is simple, you don't want to get your clothes dirty, then it's fine. But if the issue is that you want to prepare, then he says it's a problem. Every person has to know themselves. You know, show up is zoicha to have a good Purim as well. Yeah, so that's on Shabbos as well. That they